Celebrating victory at the Indianapolis 500 with an ice-cold bottle of milk. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. We're just days away from the 110th running of the Indianapolis 500, where winners don't just take the checkered flag, they drink the milk. Another tradition ahead of the greatest spectacle in racing is the Fastest Rookie Luncheon, presented by American Dairy Association Indiana. This year's fastest rookie is Mick Schumacher, driving the number 47 Honda for Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan Racing. He'll start from 27th at the Brickyard on Sunday. He says drinking an ice-cold bottle of milk as the winner of the Indy 500 is the biggest part of the post-race celebration.
It's a great tradition. It's an amazing thing to do, and if you're lucky to do it, it means you did everything right that day.
Rookie Dennis Hauger drives the number 19 car for Dale Coyne Racing and will start 29th.
I don't think I ever go a day without drinking milk, so it's very common in Norway, and that's what I grew up with.
Jacob Abel, the third rookie in this year's 500, drives the number 51 car for Abel Motorsports and will start 30th. He says he wants one specific kind of milk if he takes the checkered flag.
I'm a whole milk guy. You know, I love whole milk. You know, got all that protein in it. I'm a big fan of coffee, big latte guy. Always want the whole milk in there. So I'm always getting whole milk. Love whole milk.
The fourth and final rookie, Kyle Collette, had originally qualified 10th, but was disqualified after his car failed a post-qualifying inspection. Collette drives the number 4 car for AJ Foyt Racing and will now start 32nd in Sunday's race. He and the other rookies also took part in another tradition at the rookie luncheon, milking a dairy cow from the Purdue Dairy Club named Bertha.
It was my first time ever milking a cow, and was just super nice and really a fun experience for all the rookies to do that. It's really cool.
Whomever wins the Indy 500 will be greeted with that ice-cold bottle of milk in Victory Circle by Steuben County dairy farmer Ashley Stockwell, this year's veteran milk person.
To be a third-generation dairy farmer and to be on national stage and represent all the dairy farmers nationwide, especially the female farmers, and be an example for my daughter, you know, I'm honored and excited to be able to do that.
Check out our video from the Fastest Rookie Luncheon at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway at MichiganAgToday.com.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier. Online at johnnytruss.com.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt, Sewerjet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Holland, Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
High pressure sits over the top of us today. That means a beautiful sunshine for the state of Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Farm forecast. The high is actually centered well to the north. Lake Superior trying to move into Ontario very quickly, but the results are the same. Good sunshine for the entire region today, and I think we're going to be able to spread that in through most of tomorrow as well. Moisture starts to build up from the south overnight tomorrow night into early Saturday morning. I do think that this is going to be a Saturday pre-dawn through Saturday evening kind of setup for rain across the region to start the weekend. Right now I'm going to pencil in anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch. I think stronger thunderstorms will be able to boost totals, but timing right now would suggest that we don't necessarily see the best thunderstorm setup, and if we do see storms, they're going to be far east in the thumb. Moving into Sunday, I think we have a mix of clouds and sunshine. I won't rule out a leftover pop-up shower or two down in southern parts of lower Michigan. Definitely not the best drying day on Sunday, but then we put together a mostly dry stretch through the rest of next week. Monday, Memorial Day, right on through Friday, Saturday, we seem to push all the moisture or keep all the moisture farther south and east during that stretch. Good evaporation, excellent opportunity for field work. Now, you get to late the 31st into the 1st, so this is Sunday into Monday. I think we have to watch for some scattered showers coming through southern Michigan for the period, probably looking at a quarter to 3/4 of an inch. It's mostly pop-up heat-based action, so we'll see if it can hold together. Way too early to call those kind of events right now. Just say that we have a chance for some moisture right at the turn of the month. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit greenstonefcs.com to learn more.
Looking back at Wednesday's grain markets, we check in now with Andy Eubank and with Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. They spoke at the close of trade Wednesday.
It was a sell-off in corn, beans, and wheat. Just not able to get anything going on Wednesday, Tom. Although, when you look at money flow, it certainly favored the stock market. Very strong there, but corn, beans, and wheat and crude oil, very weak.
Well, number one, overnight this morning, markets were just a little bit easier. Crude oil was just a little bit easier. And, the easier price action is, we're still not getting any Chinese confirmation of this, of the announcement that the White House made on Sunday. And so that tends to weigh on the market a little bit. But then the crude markets really started hitting the skids. And as one article said, they took the war premium out of, the grain markets. And given, all the rhetoric out there, but, if you listen to our president, we are in the final stages of reaching a deal. So that's the story about the crude oil market, and that spills over into our markets. Corn, so much is tied into energy because of ethanol. Soybeans, they're tied into it from soybean oil. And that's the domino effect, if you will. But also, still no confirmation from the Chinese. The phrase today was, well, we're working on a truce extension of tariffs that's not scheduled to expire until November. I'm like, what? My guess is the Chinese are trying to avoid coming out with some finality as to what the White House said on Sunday night. Bottom line is, our grain markets take it on the chin.
Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, July corn down 9.5 to 465.75. September corn 9 cents lower, 472.5. July soybeans dropping 9.75 to 11.99.75. August beans 10.5 lower, 11.99.25. And July wheat losing 6.75 to 6.60.5. June live cattle down $1.27 to 253.27. And June lean hog 65 cents lower at 97.27. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.